and it's Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, and Beimart is spelled
B-E-I-N-A-R-T.
B-E-I-M for mother.
No, N.
N.
A-R-T.
I'm Bain. Can you pronounce it now?
Beimart.
Becky, just very, very briefly, what, as far as you know, has happened with these protesters? What are they doing?
Okay, as far as I know, there are some protesters here at Radcliffe on Soar power station. They've got inside the power station. They have chained themselves onto equipment inside, including conveyor belts and dump trucks. And through that non-violent action, they've stopped the operation of the power plant.
Okay. If you just avoid looking at the camera, just
Sorry.
Look. But no,
okay.
That's absolutely fine. Just very, very briefly. What's the idea behind this?
The idea behind this is to draw attention to the fact that despite all the things that are being said in the media and in government, there's not enough action being taken quick enough about climate change. We're still producing energy by in massive plants like this, burning fossil fuels, which is producing huge CO2 emissions, and we're just not doing anything quick enough. We need to address this issue right now. We can't wait until tomorrow.
Did you really think this kind of protest actually achieves anything at all?
Well, it achieves getting public attention. It achieves making people think about the issues and look at what we're actually doing. I mean, we're communicating the issues to people here. We're trying to get people to think about the fact that action needs to be taken and taken quickly. And that's why we're here today.
Okay, so what's the alternative to places like Radcliffe-on-Soar station, power station?
Well, there's lots of alternatives. We all know about the alternative sources of renewable energy. That's a fantastic alternative. But the biggest thing that we need to look at is our actual lifestyle. And we've got used to living in a way that consumes a huge amount of energy. It's not actually necessary to consume that much energy. And places like this are very, very inefficient. They actually deliver about 20% of the energy that they produce to the home, because lots of it gets lost along the way. If we were able to produce energy in our communities on a small local scale, we're using things like wind and solar power, it would be much more efficient. And we also just need to think about the fact that we can't continue to live as we are living, because it isn't sustainable. We won't have a planet to live on anymore.
Just one final question. These protesters, they are trespassing, they are breaking the law, they are disrupting a company from doing its job. It cost the company a lot of money. What do you say to that?
Well, there's a long history of civil disobedience being the only thing that sometimes gets the message across and really makes change happen. We look at suffragettes, anti-apartheid movements across the globe. Sometimes people need to take action which is against the law, because they feel so strongly about it, because only that kind of intervention is really going to make change happen.
Well done. Thank you very much indeed.